listening to Goons, Games, and Gear, the sexiest gaming podcast in the world.
It went off without a hitch. That's right. No, actually, there were some problems. But I fixed it right before we went live. But we're here, all of us, and by all of us, I mean me, myself, and I. But also accompanying us is Derek. Okay, he's not going to say anything. George.
I didn't even know you were alive. I thought you were just
practicing
or something.
And the famous Rob. That's not. Okay. Well, that's not an intro. That's just screaming. So if you notice here, one, I'm heavily congested and under the influence of Mucinex, so I may sound nasally. I'm not allowed to breathe.
You already do?
Right, exactly. I feel terrible and look terrible. What else? Oh, become a goon today or just subscribe to us on Twitch or, well, actually, so Twitch, YouTube, TikTok. You can now subscribe to us, get emotes like the hot and fresh uwu that Rob will be sporting. probably my favorite emote. Oh, he did the face. It's a good time. So, he did the thing. Yeah, so, okay. Let's get started. There's really not much to talk about other than my love for Rob. So really, I actually tricked all of you. This episode's actually about how much you love Rob. I'm gonna go first.
Oh, I'm all for it.
I love how tall Rob is. He's a if you could see him.
Put your white liquid somewhere on him. Where would it be?
I don't glasses. Have white, I don't have white
glasses.
Liquid,
so.
And we're demonetized.
I said white liquid.
I mean,
I think we have said Suzanne.
I don't have white liquids. I have green liquids. I spit venom. But
what did you take? Mysterious liquid.
It's ooze.
It's ooze, like the turtles.
Ooze.
Yeah, dude. Ooze. Derek did it. Derek gave it a 8 out of 4.
Yeah, I gave it 2 G's out of 3. That's good. Good turtle.
Rob, do you like...
throwing around 2 G's? Hit me up! 2 G's.
Do you like Teenage Mutant Ninja
you
Turtles?
You want to slap that my way? What about Turtle?
Do you like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, Shredder's Revenge was really pretty cool.
We got him. He said he likes Teenage Turtles. We got him. I'm Chris Hansen. Why don't you take a seat?
Caught in 4K. They caught me being a scaly. Gosh.
A scaly? I've literally never heard of that, but...
It's the
furries for the reptiles.
I get called that all the time because my one D&D character is a lizard folk. It's the only lizard folk I've ever played.
How many D&Ds are you in?
Call you that?
How many D&D games am I in? Considering when we don't have Goons Gone Wild Week, I have a game every other Monday, every Tuesday, every other Wednesday, every other Friday, and one Sunday a month. And possibly once Derek tells me when the fuck he's free. Yeah, I broke it. Once every other Saturday, one Saturday a month, something like that. I'll be running one. So. You played in that.
I played in the Monday one.
You play in the Monday one, but
now I get to carry your body wherever I go until your head, Rosenberg did.
Cheese wheel and head cheese, head goon. He participated in a one shot that I was doing for
like a serving of that head cheese too.
He was literally an Apache helicopter.
Yeah, I played my role pretty well. I was like swa swa swa, and yeah. So I just wanted to mention some D&D because I want to be a D&D master, Dungeon Dragon master. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna my first campaign is just gonna be like a slice of life. Like nothing actually happens. It's just like
it's a dating sim, but we try to.
Am I hearing? Am I hearing?
Do I get to be in the harem route?
Well, yeah. What I'm hearing is that when Rob is here in November, a Goons Gone Wild D&D session.
I recommended that. Do a one-shot, but it might just take too long.
Yeah, that's the issue. It's just, we only get one day with Rob, and it's like, what we have to really utilize the
you
time.
You get like 2 days. What do you mean?
Well, because every other day, everyone else is busy. Derek had the concert on Wednesday. You're committing to 4 men on Friday, and Thanksgiving is a Thursday. And I don't know about Saturday, and you said Tuesday,
Saturday's
Wednesday.
The concert.
Oh, Saturday's our concert, right? What?
Yeah, Tuesday and Wednesday are good.
Right, but Derek's not going to be around Wednesday. So
yeah, I won't be around Wednesday. So it'll be Tuesday. Fucking
figure it out then, man.
So like, if that's the case,
make it Monday and Tuesday, and we're good.
Well, if that's the case, then I have to cancel my Tuesdays. Which I will do for Rob.
Anyway, we'll figure this out. Shop talk later.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway.
What do you mean? That's what everybody wants to hear.
Everyone, shut up for a second. Sparky said we all look great today. And I feel like...
Thanks, Sparky.
Yeah. Thank you, Sparky.
Yeah. You know
what?
Member.
I can't even see what you look like, but I bet you look great, too.
Dude, you can see. Yeah. He has a cat. Sparky is the cat in his profile picture.
Yeah. You know, like... Sparky, I appreciate that. I actually just went and got like my hair and beard like trimmed up and shaved and stuff, and I'm feeling good.
Hold on, I think we're ignoring something here. You're telling me Sparky put his pussy on live?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
He's 4K. Gonna be like that one YouTuber that did things onto his cat. What was that? Whoa. What's that YouTuber's name?
Whoa!
Why are you doing that to Sparky? Sparky's our homie.
No, fuck you, Derek. He's out. That's all done. I can do this. I'm kidding. Oh, man. Okay. Now, let's just talk about the one thing I actually had on docket for today. But I'm sure none of you actually read it. But nope. Yeah, I figured. Derek, did you read it at all? Did you?
No.
Okay, that's great. Basically, I also did my own video on it, but PS5, so PlayStation, they're doing revisions. They're doing the slim versions of the consoles.
Never mind. I did actually.
Rob Reeves.
That?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's how
corporate wants you to find the difference between these two pictures. They're the same picture.
They're the same picture.
The same thing.
So they're actively just screwing everyone. They're making it like, so yeah, it's slimmer. What do you do? It's not stronger by any sense. The digital version is getting a $50 price hike. But you can add the disk drive, right, for $80, and it doesn't come with a vertical stand, which the original did apparently, and that's $30.
Yes.
So, like,
aren't they like the actual like the regular PS5s, like, excuse me, aren't they still full price?
Yeah.
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 Oh, they're not going
to exist any different. What? Huh?
This isn't going to. They're phasing these out. Like, what's on in stock and goes out, like, they're just being replaced by the slim. They're not going to, you know, have different models.
If you don't like a thick boy, PS5 slim, for more money than what you could buy a thick boy for.
You don't like the thick boy, take your broke ass home.
So me and Derek kind of predicted this in one of our Xbox videos that, like, consoles are just going to go full digital. But if they add the ability to just attach on a disk drive through a USB, like, everything wouldn't be so terrible. So they're actually going that route, but it's completely dicking you down because it's $80 plus a $50 price hike. So I think the literally only reason they're hiking up the price is because if you bought the digital, then you bought the $80 expandable disk drive when it was at $400, and you could technically get exactly what you wanted, but for $20 cheaper and without a vertical stand.
Like, so stupid. People were clamoring for a pro, and they're already talking about phasing the little fat boys out. Like,
oh God. So I like Sparky's. I like my PS5 Seto Kaiba with some junk in the trunk. I never put the two together, but you're right. It does look like Seto.
Holy crap. Can you imagine if it was just a Yu-Gi-Oh anime, but just Kaiba with a fucking dumpy?
Oh, I would kill. We actually have a video.
I'd never get anything done.
We would kill for a Kaiba exclusive anime.
He'd tell me that I was a third-rate duelist with a fourth-rate deck with an absolute dump truck that could be classified as its own series of cards, and I'd never get any work done.
I want, like, a dating sim for Kaiba, though. Like it's just him. Like, you're not going to go half on the date, you low-life. Like, he demeans all these women just to, like, on dates. Like,
you pass a successful check, he still talks down on you because he's got to have Daddy Kaiba vibes.
Well, you have to.
He like goes up to the roof and like stands on the edge. He's like, if you don't pay for the check, I will jump off.
Yeah, that's pretty in character. All right.
I would love a Kaiba exclusive anime, but these PS5 slims are actually stupid. I remember when Xbox came out, 360 came out with the Slim, but it was actually a revision, and it looked infinitely cooler, and it saw the Red Ring of Death. Those are the good days. This is just stupid. I don't know.
Yeah, it sucks to be a console gamer nowadays.
It does. Let's not even forget that Sony is upping their prices. So not only do you have to pay more for the new Slim, but you also have to pay $80 a year for the fucking PlayStation Plus, like the bare bones.
Oh, right. That's bare bones, right? Yeah.
Bare bones went up by $20. Yeah. So the ability to play games online and get 2 free games a month, $80 a year.
I mean, well, like...
No.
I see how they should be hurting for cash when literally PlayStation 5s were sold out for the better part of a year.
It's because they weren't making them.
Right.
They didn't release them.
Yeah, because of chip problems, because of COVID, they...
Yeah, that's true. There was the chip shortage.
Yeah, they took the GameStop route. It was the chip problems, and then it was manufacturing issues, and then it was distribution issues. They couldn't get enough trucks to actually deliver.
Well, of course there's manufacturing issues, because the damn HDMI port is just as fragile as the fucking PS4 Slims when that came out.
Oh, that's true. I never heard that. Huh.
When I was working at my old job, we used to see it, at least no less than like 5 PS5s in for HDMI ports a week.
Really? Wow. I never heard about HDMI issues. But also, I'm not sure
people are rough on them, but yeah, they're
get in there. If I was you, I'd be like, what are you trying to stick in this port? Just be specific.
Oh, yeah. I would ask out of curiosity. It's like, oh, yeah, I think my kid was just yanking it out of the wall. And I'm like, I bet they were fucking yanking.
Grumble,
give me the damn console. $200, we'll get you fixed up.
This might be a hot take, but I think the PS5 is actually ugly compared to every other PlayStation that ever released.
Yes.
I think it's
gross as fuck.
I think it's like, it's way too big.
Like a uniform opinion.
Oh, really? I don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think anybody likes the design.
No, the design is awful.
Hold on. Someone talk. I gotta sneeze. Come on, build up. Build up.
So, how about them bears?
Dude, they rock.
Achoo! That was actually in sync. That was like perfectly in sync. I just muted my mic. Holy crap, that was perfect. I have a splitting headache all day. And anyway. Yeah, I didn't know that was, not a hot take. I when I looked at it, I'm like, damn, this thing is ugly. This is disgusting looking. I don't want this anywhere near me. I want this away from my sight. This PS5 is gross. And then they're actually, in the article, the only way they can have it standing, like, horizontal is a little clip, like a kickstand clip. Because they made it slimmer, the disc drive is, like, unproportionately fatter than the other half of it. Did you guys see this?
Yeah.
It's like, hold on by a little piece of plastic. That looks so stupid. That, like what? And also, people are pointing this out on Twitter, but in the first image in the article where it says, like, you know, PS5 and digital edition, they spelled separately wrong in the bottom. And they never corrected it.
SEPARATELY. Separately.
Right. They spelled it wrong. So people were pointing it out, like, dude, they can't even get the spelling right. Which I always thought those were interesting, because I figured like 8 people have to like approve when these things go out, I'd assume, like chain of command. So like no one catching that is kind of a big, I think is a big deal. But looking at this, the image, I think like the digital edition looks better because it just looks slim versus the disc drive, like the actual base PS5 looks weird because the disc drive part is just so much fatter. But I don't know why they thought this was good news when they're giving a $50 price hike, like, and without the vertical stand, like, why? Who hurt you, Sony? Was it Insomniac? Are they not going to make you enough money for Spider-Man? Is Last of Us Part 2 remaster that they're working on not going to make you money? Maybe not.
I'm browsing through it at the moment. I'm not seeing anything about them talking about their 1 terabyte storage. Because PS5 had a 1 terabyte storage as well, but it was actually only 800 something gigs.
Right.
And after, operating software and everything, you only got 600 gigs. So yeah.
in the specs at the bottom, it says 1 terabyte. But
yeah, hell would it be so did the PS5
that many gigabytes just for the actual operating system?
Yeah, what? It's an unauthorized mess. Yeah, it's like yeah. They put zero effort in like condensing.
It's like fees on Ticketmaster. Like it doesn't actually exist.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like, oh, this is the fee for actually using our service. It's like it's actually more than the ticket. Like, what did you do? Nothing. Yeah.
These tickets were $40. How's my total $160? Yeah, well, you know, there's a fee for handling your balls correctly.
And... you know, I will give it this though. I don't think the Xbox has it, but the PS5 can support 8K TVs, which I don't think anyone has it until the next generation. Like that's just way overkill.
Yeah, but
I feel like future-proofed it, but for no reason.
Right.
Yeah, but even still, I don't feel like it's a true 8K, kind of like how everybody would argue with me about the Xbox One, like, X, right? It supported 4K, but it was an upscale.
Right, yeah, that's fair. But I don't think this means it's going to play games in 8K. I just think it can render movies and stuff in... Like, and you can watch it from your PS5 on 8K TVs. And that support, you know, that are 8K movies or, like, what movies are 8K?
Nothing supports 8K. That's right. What's stupid about it. Like, it's future-proofed for when it happens, if it happens, but...
Does PS5 have any 4K 120 frames games?
No. No system does.
Well, no, the Xbox does. The Halo Infinite actually has 4K 120, which is like insane. But
120 frames or 120 hertz?
Well, yeah, frames. But the hertz, but it can handle the hertz. Like it's kind of yeah. The hertz is what the TV can display. The frames is what the game displays. Basically, it's like the best way to put it. So like
it's either performance or.
Right,
visual
but
mode, whatever it's called.
Right, performance or graphics. Right, it's like, do you want the game to look better and run like shit, or do you want the game to perform better,
right,
and look like that? You know, 1080. What's he goddamn do?
Right.
I was just curious. I think there's like two or three games that are made from Xbox, like Halo Infinite. I think like the last Forza game, and there's one other that runs in 4K 120. I don't know because I don't have anything 4K to play it on. I just have a 2K monitor, but I assume it's a cool experience. But let's see here. I just had a list of games that run at 120 frames per second, but it's not telling me what of these games what can be played in 4K. But we got 4K. It's only truly experiences. I can't figure it out. But either way, I just think this is really stupid. I think that them. Making this digital was almost actually just unnecessary. I'm not seeing what the point of this was at all. Like, what did we gain?
I like the disk drive attachment.
No, see,
love that. That's the only good thing about it is that that's where their brain was for it.
No, yeah, that's a cool thing, but I feel like it's completely negated because it's basically for people who regret not buying the disk version, but then you're overpaying.
Right.
So it's like. And again, they're removing the vertical stand, which is like a $2 piece of plastic. It looks like. So what's the like, was it really that big of a deal? Like, they're not like fancy, right?
No,
right,
not at all.
Yeah, so like I don't know. See, it just pisses me off when they're like, "Oh, here's some new announcements," but we're dropping some other stuff. Like, fuck you. I don't know. Wait, hold on. Price for PS5.
A horizontal stand will be included with the new PS5 model.
Horizontal, not vertical.
Horizontal. Did you see the picture of it?
Yeah, it's that clip we were talking about. The
it's like a piece of it's like a Sonic ring.
It's a kickstand
car. It's like the hubcap of a Nissan car. That's what it looks like.
Right, but like
also a new vertical stand compatible with all PS5 models will be sold separately.
Yeah,
But does it do both? So like the original one does both. It does vertical and horizontal.
No, it's a new vertical.
Yeah,
or you get your paperclip that you can wedge underneath the bottom of it to stand up.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly it. So, like, the new, that's my problem. The slim one comes with a horizontal because of the disc, because, like, the disc drives is being fatter than, you know, the slim version. But either way, you're not getting a way to play it vertically. Versus the PS5 you bought has a way to play it horizontally and vertically because it came with the stand.
Right.
So, like, they're just, like, remove. They're basically, they're making this new stand that just isn't bundled, and I don't.
Maybe it can just stand without the stand? I don't know.
Why would they sell it?
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't trust that.
I wouldn't trust that either.
Right. And no, it says the covers will start at $55. Is that normal price for covers?
But I've never really
stacked
a console vertically either myself. I'm just out of principle. So,
well, the Series X, like,
I have mine standing vertically,
unless it's supposed to be vertical, of course.
Right, mine's vertical, but it's mine's a little mini fridge, so it's like.
So do you have one or not?
I do have a mini. I do have the Xbox mini fridge, but
okay. So you have both of them. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. I'm Xbox fanboy for life. You know, what
I'll pay you money to never do that again.
All right, $20, and I'll never do it again. I promise.
Fuck.
I don't think that's accurate.
Do old covers work, or like is it different covers for these new slim models?
Has to be if it's a different form factor.
That's what I thought. I don't know, this thing, I just, like, I look at it and it makes me want to squeeze out my eyes and then make love to it as I play Spider-Man, even though I don't have it, you know. I also hate the controller. I don't know, man. I feel like the games are great. The design of the PS5 and controller just look like ass to me. But apparently everyone or other people agree that the PS5 itself looks like ass. George, do you like the controller?
But the controller is great.
No, fuck the controller.
Oh, interesting.
Wow. Are they doing a different controller for it, or is it just a regular
DualSense one? No, it's a DualSense.
What are you talking about? It's amazing. That's like the best controller they've ever made.
The DualSense feels good in your hand. I hate the D-pad. The D-pad is trash.
Oh, yeah. No, the D-pad.
I'll tell you what else feels good in my hand.
Yeah. Food? Not the PS5 DualSense D-pad.
Yeah,
I was going to say your hand, but, you know.
I couldn't agree more. Like,
but not the D-pad.
I could take it or leave it.
Like, that's what I like about Xbox One, that they're 8 gates, so.
See, now here's my issue with that, because I actually don't care for the Xbox controllers.
Rob, everyone with bad opinions. More news at 11.
I literally had both of them give out on me after a year. I don't know what you want.
Everyone
gives out like shit. Xbox controllers are made like shit, but the design is good.
I like the DualSense design. It feels good in your hand. It feels like a good controller. I hate the D-pad. That's the only thing I hate about it. And that's purely for fighting games.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's no way you can stick.
I don't PS5 wasn't compatible with a lot of sticks.
Yeah, yeah,
that's actually hilarious.
Oh yeah.
When it first came out, it wasn't compatible. Also, I've always been a D-pad player. I've never been a fighting stick player.
Yeah, I agree with George. I've tried stick plenty of times, and it just doesn't compute with my brain.
Feels good.
But that's why I like about Street Fighter, is that because of modern controls, a D-pad's perfectly fine. But not for PS5, because you don't have the corner button. You don't have corners. And that just sucks. And for any fighting game, that just sucks. So you got to shell out money for another controller just to optimally play fighting games. Unless you're playing FighterZ. Some people just somehow play with a PS4 controller, so, because they're animals. That's right, I said it. Say it, Derek.
Animals.
Yeah.
Animals.
Did you guys also hear that Roblox hit PS5 today? And PS4?
Yeah.
Oh, did that finally happen?
Yeah, apparently it runs like dog ass.
Unsurprising.
Is that why when I click on the link for that banner, like, I click on that link for this article, and the entire banner, which takes up half of a fucking web browser page, is Roblox.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And also,
just remember, guys, Roblox, it's free until you want to play the NFT stock market.
Unless you want to play it online, and then it's $80 a year.
Shut the fuck up. Oh, no. You're talking about
on PS5?
Oh, you're yeah, because you have to play them. Yeah, you got. Yeah, that's fair. The, what they call it. People are blaming it for the outages. I think it was like earlier today and yesterday, because like it went online. And then servers were like down for PS5, apparently.
Servers were down because of all the kids that just got all out of the school wanting to play Roblox.
All the oofs in the world.
Yes, my Susie Balka in the Roblox.
Thank you, Rob. I needed that.
You're welcome.
Oh, man.
Every now and then, just gotta serenade you.
Yeah, I wouldn't say serenade. More like more like scraping a chalkboard. You know that sound? You want to make it?
Yeah, unfortunately, I know that sound. I don't think I sounded like that, but you know.
Rob, did you ever have detention?
I had in-school suspension.
What'd you do?
I got punched by somebody.
Okay.
And I got in trouble somehow. Okay, so maybe it wasn't a punch. It was more, I got the glasses slapped off of my face, and okay. I got an in-school suspension for instigating the fight.
What'd you say to them?
Shut up.
Those are fighting.
Whoa!
Yeah, they're fighting.
And then she told, and then it was a girl too, and she was like, "Say that to my face." And I looked her dead in the windows of her soul and said, "Shut up."
What was she saying? Was she like trying to do Rob slander or something?
Oh, she was talking some shit about some kid that I was messing with. Just you know, it wasn't like bullying or anything like that. We were just fucking around. And she got on my case about it. I'm like, "Why don't you shut up? It has nothing to do with you." And then she said, "Say it to my face." And I told her, "Shut up." And she grabbed me by my collar and slapped the glasses off of my face.
Oh, man. Equal rights mean equal. Oh, no, wait. Was it? Yeah, equal rights.
No, I couldn't have even done that because, like, three different guys that were sitting at the table. It was like, it's a good thing you didn't swing at her because I would have beat the shit out of you.
Oh, man. That's so. Why? She hit me first. I don't. Like yeah, first of all, man, was it during an era where we were all there because we could have, oh, no, George Duffin wasn't there. He would have been, like, a teacher or something.
No, I think you guys were, because you guys were, like, two grades below me, right? Because I graduated 2011.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So you weren't even in school by that time. I was a sophomore when that happened. I got another in-school suspension later that year, too.
Really?
A guy that's no longer with us, Brian Antico.
I don't really think we should name drop, but for what it's worth.
that's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, rip to my boy, first of all. Just
rest in peace, man.
It sucks that you're gone. But, no, him and I were messing around in a geometry class one day. I pushed him off the chair because we were goofing. Uh-huh. And we were both laughing it off. And the teacher is just like, "That's enough. Go to the office now." Like, okay. And Brian's just like, "No, he didn't mean anything by it. We were just messing around." Like, "I don't care. Go to the office now." Like, whatever. And I got another in school.
What? That's so weird.
I don't know what it was about my sophomore year. It's just like the administrative staff just had a fucking hate boner for me, and I could not figure out why. And then I got hollered. Because you remember the padlocks they used to issue us for the gym lockers?
Gym lockers, yes.
So I would, like, instead of having to, like, just leave it somewhere because my locker had been broken into that year, I would just keep it on my lanyard because for the IDs and whatnot that they would make us wear all the fucking time everywhere.
Those are so lame. I hated that, the lanyards.
Oh, they were so stupid.
Right.
And I remember one of the principals, like, stopped me and chewed me out in the middle of a hallway while people were still walking around. Because he was like, "Take that off of your neck right now." And we're like, "But I'm not hurting anybody with it." And then I ended up getting called to the office later over it. And she's okay. Like, "Well, and she's like, "You know why you're here?" Like, "No. What did I do?" And they're like, "Well, you have a lock on your lanyard, and that could be construed as a weapon. So we're calling your parents." Like, okay.
Bitch, I'm going to use it as a weapon right now.
So, Rob.
And then she gets the misfortune of, I'll let you talk in a second. She has the misfortune of calling my mom. Which, if you've met my mom, and you greet her with some bullshit like this just happened, she goes a little, word?
Ham?
She was a little psycho.
Wonky.
Well, was it on them or on you?
It was on them.
I'm making sure.
No, because I was getting to that. Because she's just like, "How dare you call me in the middle of the day over some bullshit like this?"
Yeah.
Like, my son had better not be getting in trouble for this, or you are going to have one furious fucking Cuban lady in your office with a lawyer.
That's awesome.
I was like, yeah. And she's like, yeah. ma'am, you do not need to raise your voice. And I'm like, I think I fucking do.
Yeah, I would. I mean, you're accusing my son of having a weapon?
Get off the phone and never bother me with this bullshit again and send my son back to class. He didn't do anything.
Nice. That's awesome.
He just hangs up the phone and he's like, you're free to go. I'm like, thanks.
Later, bitch.
So where I went to school, our elementary school went from kindergarten to sixth grade, and then the high school had seventh and eighth grade incorporated into it. After I started going there, they built up a new wing purely for seventh and eighth graders so that they weren't like walking around with the freshmen, the sophomores, the juniors, and the seniors. But when I got into seventh grade, I was walking to my classes between seniors and sophomores and juniors. And they also gave us, combo locks that you would put for your gym locker. So I wore mine around my neck, very similarly, but I wore it on a rubber band. About 2 months into seventh grade, I'm walking down the halls, and somebody reaches over, grabs it from around my neck, yanks it down, and it jumps back up into my throat. They all start laughing and start walking away. So I whip my backpack off because it was like first thing in the morning. I hadn't even gone to my locker yet. And I swung and I hit the dude in the back of the head. The books were heavy.
He's retarded. You guys
remember those books?
He's gone. He's brain dead.
I knock him on the ground. He rolls over to look at me, and I'm already mid overhead swing with my backpack.
Oh god!
And
I'm ready to murder this guy. Right?
Yeah. One of his friends grabs my bag. Fight or flight is
kicked in, and this kid's about to die.
One of his friends grabs my bag.
I'm ready to go.
And so I'm stopped mid swing, and I turn and I just look at this dude, and he's like, "You need to chill." Teachers start walking down the hallway, and they're like, "What the hell is going on?"
I separated his brainstem.
He snapped my lock into my throat, so I hit him with my bag, and the teacher looks at this dude laying on the ground holding the back of his head, and they're like, "What the fuck is wrong with you messing with a seventh grader? You're a fucking senior. You should know better."
Oh god, yeah, really? the teacher went,
"Did you really hit him in the back of the head with your backpack?"
100%. Yes.
Were you about to bring your backpack down on top of him while he was on the ground?
Yes.
The kid's just like,
"I will finish."
What a conversation to happen.
Mom always told me to finish what I started.
No, they looked at me and they went, "What made you think that was a good idea?" I'm like, "I didn't make the first swing, technically. And I was always taught, if you're going to get in a fight, you better finish it. And I'm not very strong, so I had to do this in two swings. Otherwise, I'm absolutely getting destroyed." Teacher's like, "Go to class." I'm like, "I need to go to my locker. I can't carry all these books all day. Clearly, it's a weapon.
They got blood on them.
A little brain here, a little skin there." I got in zero trouble.
I got in zero trouble for that.
Wow. Did you ever hit a deer with your car and they're not fully dead? Yeah, that's what I was trying to do.
Yeah, I just pictured this whole time.
You were a seventh grader, eighth grader?
I was a seventh grader.
Yeah.
Seventh grader dropped a senior. What the hell is this teacher? Just like, you know what? I'd send you to the office if it weren't so fucking impressive.
I just picture this whole conversation happening while the kid's literally like having a seizure on the ground.
Seizing on the ground. Please, please. It's like Nezuko that meat kid in the Demon Slayer. Please help me.
Yeah, the teacher's like, "Did you really do this?" The kid just foaming. Just So I guess we learned today that George cripples children. So that's always a good...
Only older children, which none of you have to worry about since I'm apparently a grandfather.
You are? Damn. Congratulations. Rob,
you said you graduated in 2011?
Yeah.
That means you weren't even in high school when I graduated.
Oh, I thought your kids had a kid.
Okay, and you want a fucking adult?
My kid's 15. He very well could have a kid, as far as I know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying in this day and age, 15, 15 is the new, like, 22, you know? It's just, it's, everything's getting older and terrible.
I think we might want to work on the phrasing for that, if I'm being completely honest.
Oh, yeah, I can see how that being terrible. Yeah, that's fair. I meant mentally. Derek, you ever get in trouble at school? I feel like...
I don't think I that's any once. Better. Hold on. Whoa.
No, we ended that one.
We end that one.
I did once in, like, I think it was sixth or seventh grade. I ball tapped Brandon.
Yeah,
in the hallway. Hold on.
You're speaking on it lightly, but that was not a ball tap. You full on kicked
it. It was an excessive ball tap.
Hold on. Ball tap is when he was like, you know, go like this. You full on kicked him like a footballer. Like, that's not.
No, I wasn't that bad.
Oh, it was totally that bad. If I called him right now, he brings it up sometimes. He's why he hated you for like years.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, so.
But then I had to write an apology letter to him in English.
Oh,
in
no.
In English.
It always feels like the biggest fucking insult to injury. Like, oh, come on. What the fuck? This letter isn't teaching me anything.
Yeah, right.
I never, you know, I was too much of a goody two shoes and a class clown. I never got in trouble, unfortunately. I have no like great like.
Oh.
Yeah, I
wasn't being smart about it. I didn't know how to pick my opportunities.
The only like,
my mother
I mean,
was always big on like, do it where nobody can see you, and I took said I listened to that shit. I heard it. But at the time, our relationship wasn't as good, and so I said, you know what? I'm going to ignore that. And then I got slapped in front of an entire cafeteria.
I did completely cheat my community service, and, like, I... Actually, there's like, only... There's been a few times called the
Whoa.
Office, but
I... What? Hold on.
What?
I was too much of a class clown and a goody two-shoes to ever get in trouble, but I totally skimped out on community service.
It's bullcrap. I took a stand. They should not force you to do community service and then write a paper on it.
It was a forced community.
Yeah,
so the way you worded it was like you got in trouble and had to do community service, because I've had to do that.
So besides...
No, it wasn't like an in trouble thing. This is a graduation requirement.
Right.
You
so,
had to do community service.
So I lied about the whole thing. Like, I just made up information that was clearly made up. But I put in the paper that, like, they're like, oh, what did you learn from the experience? I told them, like, I learned nothing. And I compared it to slavery. I'm like, forced labor of free production is just slavery. And you calling it community service is just, is making us all hate it. And then I get called to the office. They're like, why did you write this? I'm like, because that's what I learned, that you forcing us to do community service is akin to slavery. And they're like, that's not what you're supposed to like gain from the community service. I'm like, well, it's what I gained from the community service. You can't really change that. They're like, we're gonna need you to write on the paper. I'm like, I'm not gonna write on the paper. I'm like, that's not happening. You know, it was like a full single, or I think it was like two double space pages. I don't know. But I'm like, I'm not wasting my time on that. So they call
you
my dad.
Asked us to do labor for literally free.
Right. So you know, they call my dad, and my dad's just like, this is a joke, right? I'm like. Like you, he wrote the. You asked him to write a paper. He wrote a paper, and he did the community service. So what's the actual issue here? They're like, oh well, there's supposed to be certain morals and lessons. But so it's like he's like, I don't care. Do you want to write a paper about how amazing the time was? Because you're gonna tell me you love community service. No one likes it. No one. You know how little people do community service, like of free will. Like, give me a break. He's like my son's not gonna write another paper. Accept it. You know, and he's graduating. So. Like, I mean, you heard him, so, like, I couldn't deal with it. I'm just like, it was like 40 hours. Yeah, you spread it out through the 4 years, but that's still insane to me.
40 hours?
Yeah, it was 40 hours, wasn't it? Derek, wasn't it 40 hours?
I don't remember it being 40 hours when I had to do my, I want to say it was like 20 hours.
I think it was like 20. I don't know. I was like a basketball coach for like.
Because I know I did some shifts at a vet office that was in Sparta for like a few days.
Why? Just cheat.
I was too much of a goody two shoes.
No,
but,
that
you know,
yeah,
except not being a goody two shoes because I caught a couple in schools.
But... no,
I also played hooky on like one of the last days of the school year and senior year to get high. So
that's illegal.
That's illegal. I mean, like in my
call
case,
the cops. You can't unsmoke that fucking weed. It was mid brick anyway.
I guess I got lucky because my aunt at the time was married to a firefighter, so like it was a completely different last name. in a completely different area. So, like, you know, it's like, even if they double checked it, they would have just said, yeah, sure, you did it. I don't care. But, I just, like, to this day, I will never regret my decision not doing community service. You don't force me to do free labor. Like, I got other things
to do. I don't think you should regret it.
On that note, though, Derek, I would have killed to be a basketball coach in your position because I would have just screamed at those children, like, dribble!
Not all I
dribble!
What are you doing? You're never going to amount to anything.
Okay, Dad.
Why didn't you dunk it? If I was your dad, I'd be beating you right now. Am I beating you right now? Not your dad.
If I were a holy
I'm
man,
I'm here.
I'd
your dad's not.
Yeah, it's just, I never got in trouble. Actually, I almost got in trouble because one time I, in science class, I high-fived my friend and did, like, the loop around, you know, go, like, top side and bottom side. But we missed each other, and I hit something. I didn't know what it was. And then the next period, I got called in the office because this girl claimed I, like, slapped her ass. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I never did anything. And then I was like, the only time, like, I explained what happened. I'm like, I did this. Oh, that's what I hit. No, like, apparently she was, like, perfectly walking past, and I, like, it was, like, I guess the first time I ever really grabbed ass, and it was unintentional. So I got, you know, nothing out of it, but still, it's like that. I almost got in trouble.
This story sounds completely unbelievable. I'm not doubting that it happened.
Oh,
but
yeah. No, I can see that. But no, it totally happened. It was so weird.
You thought you hit, I mean, good on her. You thought you hit something hard and firm like a desk,
but it was actually an
ass?
No, I just knew I hit something, but like I didn't see anything immediately around me. I mean, yeah, I saw her walk, but I didn't piece together, oh, I must have hit her. Because assumably she would have said something on the spot, you know? So I was like, oh, I hit something, whatever. And then next period, I called the office.
I wish I could have gone to your high school if that shit had happened in mine. A chick was turning around and throwing a desk at me. Like,
oh, and then, oh, there was this, it's just a funny story, but my brother would get in trouble all the time. And this one time, I had to go home for some reason, or like my dad had to pick me up. So I go to the office, I'm like, hey, can I use your phone? And they're like, yeah, sure. So I call my father. I'm like, hello, this is the principal of High Point. Is this, you know, Mr. Thompson? He's like, yeah. I'm like, I'm here in the office with you know, my brother's name. He's just like, oh, no, what'd he do? It's like, it's a new week. There's a new issue. I'm like, he got into a fight, an altercation with another classmate. You're going to need to come up, pick him up, and sign some paperwork. We're looking at a 5-day suspension. He's like, no, don't tell you. I was like, I'm kidding, Dad. It's just me. Like, it's Derek. You got to pick me up.
I threw up. That was, pick me up.
That was literally the first time I ever heard him curse. He's like, oh, fuck you. He's like, it was the first, like, the first
time.
You
can hear him say it too clear as day.
Yeah, it was just like the first time I ever heard my dad curse. He's like, fuck you. I'm just like, like, you gotta come pick me up, so we can have that conversation later. I don't know. That was like one of my favorite memories of high school, just tricking my dad. By, I don't think I had like a good. I don't know why. Maybe because I just want to play the prank, but why I didn't call him on my Virgin mobile cell phone. But you know,
well, I remember that.
God, that thing sucked. I had like the. It wasn't a flip. It wasn't slide. It was a fucking brick. And like I'd text, so each my thumb would hit two keys at the same time. Oh, it was terrible. Fun fact, I got zero bitches. Zero. Zero because of my cell phone. Not because I was weird and super obnoxious and loud and spoke my mind, but because of my cell phone. 100% during high school. Then I said, please, right. Papa Bear, get me an iPhone because I'm tired of holding like a CD, an MP3 player and my phone. And I hate this. And he goes, fine, my son. And then like the Zelda music plays, like da na na na. It's like, nice, got an iPhone. Just don't use it. Don't send pics to anyone. Seriously, don't send pics. Like, you know what I'm talking about. So yeah, Rob, I never knew you got in so many in school suspensions. What's that like? You just sit there all day, do nothing. Is it like solitary confinement?
You sit there all day, literally the whole school day. You do your homework. You can't do any extracurriculars afterwards. They just send you straight home afterwards.
Can you go to the bathroom?
You have to wait for group bathroom breaks.
Wait.
Like, chain your legs.
Wait, down. I can't tell if you're joking or not.
No,
I wasn't joking.
Wow, really? That's insane. Yeah. I would just shit on the floor.
Suck. You're literally just sitting there doing what, like, you can do your homework, but once you're done with that, you just have to sit there and fucking stare at the four walls. And I'm pretty sure some kid in my grade was behind me beating his fucking dick off. I'm not even joking. That man was...
Jeremy, stop beating your meat. Right, I can't. I gotta do it.
This kid was fucking hunched over in loose clothing, beating the shit out of his dick.
I'm right in front of you. Stop.
Why are your sweatpants so wet? I don't know.
What? So, Rob, if you had to put a number to how many times you were in school, what number would that be?
Two.
Okay. Because the way Derek presented that as, I didn't know you had so many.
More than zero. Sounds terrible.
It's
to me.
Like that one thing where it's like, if I had a nickel for every time this happened, I'd have two nickels, which is
not a lot.
A small number, but it's weird that it happened that much.
You know, if I had a nickel for every time I was in school, I'd still be financially bad, but I would have had more money at the time.
I would have more nickels.
I would definitely have had more nickels. I would argue that my entire time through high school, I probably could have made a good 50 cents if I got a nickel for every time I was in school.
I have another...
You got 10 in schools?
Whoa.
At least. Yeah.
Damn. Dude, you're like the coolest guy I know.
Kids out?
Fucking...
my friend group at the time, I hung out with, no surprise to anybody on this podcast.
Jill, Sally, Frank.
No, anybody who knows me knows that even at my age, I'm still a degenerate. So I hung out with like the stoners, the goths, the degenerate kids that like to pick a fight.
The gig's all here.
Fuck you.
Not penny, chip, and used napkin.
But no, yeah, I got into plenty of in schools, either because I wouldn't narc on my friends when they were selling weed on the premises, or you know, if a preppy kid at the time was mouthing off and he happened to get slammed into a locker a few times, like
that's like that was my worst nightmare.
Sold in fucking New Jersey.
Wait, did people actually get like locked into lockers at your school?
Not locked. We slammed them into lockers.
Oh, okay.
Our lockers were like very, very thin. Like,
right,
you
okay.
could barely fit your face into our lockers.
Right. There's probably like a kid dying in lockers epidemic at some point that the government hides from us.
Yeah, we got to remodel all these.
Yeah, I mean, conspiracy theory or not, that's my belief.
Probably to cut down on their bullying shit. But
one of my favorite in school suspensions was we were in the cafeteria, and people were just in my way. So I walked.
Yeah. Whoa! Holy crap!
It's not as bad as you think it is, but I got up and I started walking and jumping from table to table instead of waiting for people to get out of my way.
That's worse than what I was thinking.
Yeah,
what?
I thought you were thinking that I just like mowed through everybody.
Well, jumping through table seems way more inconvenient to everyone than
you
just like...
attempted to murder someone right. with a history book. Anything
right.
could
you
have
crippled
happened.
The kid. He still can't.
The
walk.
Rules were off at that point.
Yeah. It was history. Yeah. It was algebra. It was, you know,
math,
English. It was all the books. They were all in my backpack. But no, like
hard
I just
cover.
Walked over those stupid like you know stool seats and then onto the table and then down, and then they're like, hey, to the office. And I'm like, why? They're like, we know what you did. I'm like, what did I do? Is this your shoe print? And they have like a fucking picture of my shoe, and I'm like, no.
Oh,
and they're like, can I see your shoe? And I'm like, no.
No.
That was the problem.
Yeah.
No, Derek, it's funny that you say that, because that was my argument. I'm like, I need a warrant. You can't search me without a warrant.
Yeah.
Because I was a smartass, and I would speak my mind, but not in a positive way. So I would just immediately say the first, like, thing that came to my mind.
Question of authority.
Balls! Like, why would you say that?
Like, I got an in-school suspension for wearing a skirt over shorts.
I mean, to be fair, they didn't want you to get bullied, so they, you know, they
didn't want you to get bullied. You know what? I wasn't bullied.
They were actually being helpful in that very slim situation.
Yeah, but they're like, oh, this is cross-dressing. And I'm like, it's not cross-dressing. Yeah, but you're
oppressing my right to express myself.
It's 1995, you homophobes.
It was the 2000s.
1995, fucking old-ass grandpa.
I would have been one around that time. I just assumed you were old, like 50-something.
It was 2000s when I was in high school. I graduated 2006.
That's rough, dude.
Know what a cis was back in my day.
You should have just looked at him and been like, would you rather I just worn tights instead?
Well, no.
I could have not worn shorts. My balls could be hanging out right now.
Exactly. Right. The reason I got an in school is because they didn't like the counter argument that I made. They were like, this is cross-dressing. I'm like, it's not cross-dressing. It's an accessory. They're like, how is it an accessory? You can see my shorts. My shorts went down to my calves. I wore, like, you know, big-ass baggy shorts. Kick pants and all that shit.
Oh, shit. He got the diet JNCOs.
Yeah, dude.
He got the drip.
That's what I wore. I'd still be wearing it if I could afford it, but they're, like, $100 a pair now. But
fuck.
They're, like, it's cross-dressing. It's a female's article of clothing. I'm like, it's an accessory. It's no different than a belt. They're like, it's not keeping your shorts up. And I'm like, neither are the belts that are fucking wider than a brick that these chicks are wearing that aren't holding up their pants and just sag over their ass. It's a belt. And they're like, no, it's not. I'm like, it's a belt.
And then you were, can a belt do this? And he's like, whip it off. He's flailing it around. See, a belt wouldn't hit people.
But yeah, I got one for cross-dressing and talking back when I was like, it's no different than the chicks that wear belts that don't hold up their pants. Like, you guys know what I'm talking about with those thick-ass belts that chicks used to wear back in the 2000s?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, they literally served no purpose.
Yeah. I tried to make that argument, and they're like, no, you can't do that. And I'm like, all right, cool. I'll see you in school.
I did get reprimanded once, or, like, I got talked to because I kept, like, saying within the high school walls how much I loved Rob, and they got super annoyed. People were complaining, and I was just like, love is love, man.
We weren't even talking around that time, you fucking weirdo.
I was planting the seeds of love. I wanted you to know before we started talking again. You know, but someone had to know. And Derek already knew. And that was one, but I needed more.
Do you remember when we were, like, really young that, like, mom then took the both of us when she went to the mall? And I stuck, like, a piece of chewing gum onto a little clothing rack in the Macy's?
Yeah, that's oddly opening up memories that I definitely pushed away.
it was funny though. You got to admit.
Oh no, yeah, it was hilarious. It also ate Rice Krispies at my place with no sugar. It was just like milk and Rice Krispies.
I still do that. What do you mean?
And my dad was just like, "You're weird."
Like, sure am, sir.
Good times. There's something else I was gonna say about high school. I remembered something, but then you ignored me with your stupid story.
I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, and I remember. I'm not going to name drop who this was about, but there was this kid, and I told Derek this story multiple times, but there's this kid. He didn't, like, have any real friends. He was super weird. I just was unlucky enough to sit next to him in biology because it was assigned seating. And the kid had a crush on this girl, not in the class, in some other class. Now, he noticed that I was kind of social, and I'd, like, talk to different girls and stuff like that, just, like, in a friendly manner. And he goes, Derek, what do you do? Like, how do you get a girl to like you? I'm like, well, you know, be yourself. You know, if you lie to her, like, if you lie about that, then she's not gonna like you who you are. And with the straightest face, he goes, what if you hate yourself? I'm just like, oh my God. This, I'm like, oh, dude, no. Like, oh, dude, I felt my like heart sank.
I'm like, G-phone Derek?
Yeah.
Like, buddy, is this not a conversation that you and I have had?
You know,
5 years.
The older we get, the more I relate to it. Honestly, it's like
I remember, like,
he was just getting a head start. Honestly,
right? Yeah.
A few years ago, I was like trying. You know, I was single for a really long time after my last relationship, and then I was like, Derek.
And then
how do you
Rob.
Get a girl to like you? And he's like, well, you just got to be honest and you know, be yourself. And I'm like, well, you know, I hate myself. How can I do that? And he's like, yeah, I don't know. You should probably keep drinking. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
I,
you know, like, but you like, know what? There's a perfectly good handle of Jack right over there.
The difference here is, though, like, as a high schooler, and when you say you hate yourself, that's like, that's so sad. As an adult, it's also oddly sad, but that's
sad.
Not,
it's sad. You look like you're about to tell your friend not to come.
Yeah. Yeah. Like an adult not liking himself, no offense, I have a lot of sympathy for it. But a child, I felt, at the time, I also felt really bad. But unfortunately, his personality did not help his case because he was really weird and really annoying. And I also, this could have been a train wreck, but another story with him. I had to go to a play because I was in theater class and they force you to go to write a paper, which is insane to me. Anyway, I get out. He walked up to me with this incredibly ugly woman. I mean, like, bottom of the barrel, the hope is not there kind of, like, you know, like
the hope is not there.
He got what he chose.
Yeah, he got what he chose. You know, you love who you love, so whatever, you know, good for him. But right. I didn't know this. So they're walking up together, they're not holding hands or anything, and it's almost out of, like, a TV show. What I was going to say was, oh, is this your sister? Because they're both very unattractive and ugly. But I was like, hey, is this your, and, like, almost as if he knew what I was saying, he, like, cuts me off, like, oh, this is my girlfriend. I'm like, okay. And then he also told me how his mom caught them, like, doing it. And I was just like, well, I'm incredibly uncomfortable because your girlfriend's right here. Good for you. I don't know why you wanted to tell me this in public and in front of her, but, you know, good for you. So... It was just,
it's what they're into.
You did not follow that up with, oh, I see my advice worked.
I don't remember the order of events. I actually, no, that had to have been when I was a junior, and then maybe it was, no, it's the same year. That would have been the same year. Yeah, that kid, I think he's actually like a, almost some kind of like science, not scientist, but something science related. I don't know. He was smart. He was just like, for what it's worth, I actually made jokes about, like, wearing, like I told him, like, let me know what day to wear red to school. Like, jokingly, but not jokingly. Because I thought, like, at some point he'd do something. I was like, I should befriend him so I am not a victim. And I'm still here today after the incident of 2011. That's
stunned.
Nothing happened. But, yeah, those are
something like that. Just, like, those weirdo... I don't know if I want to really call it weird because
you can say it, right? Derek. You can say it.
But like, just that kind of weird shit that happens every so often that just kind of throws you for a loop. Like, man, I remember I'm at a party out here in Lansing, right? And I'm on my way outside to, like, since I was, you know, my buddy loaned me, or I just asked my buddy for a cigarette, and I head out to go, you know, chuff a fucking dart.
Smoke them ciggies. Smoke them
and
cigarettes.
On my way out the door, I see these two
bears.
Four out of 10.
Grizzlies everywhere. Grizzlies.
Like a 4 out of 10 couple, right? Like, just like, you know, they weren't exactly liked in school. And I have to witness on my way out the door.
Nerds. What are you doing here?
I'm like, on my way out the door, getting ready to just do the cigarette, have my ciggy, and get back to getting shit-faced.
Right.
I see this girl on her fucking knees with a fucking pet play collar on while this dude's giving her the fucking bedroom eyes. And I'm just looking, like, I stop. I look at the dude. He looks at me, and I'm just like, you know, ordinarily I wouldn't say anything, but since I've already had I'm already feeling kind of drunk right now.
Fuck you.
But since I'm already drunk right now, this is fucking weird. But I respect it.
Respect?
I don't know. Those people that get put on a leash and like walked around on their all fours.
No, see. Did the guy
him like kind of gearing up as I said the fucking, like, I'm not gonna lie, I find this
he like lifted one leg to start peeing on her. Mine.
I would have fucking died.
When did she like say like, oh, I'm having so much fun, and then he like wrapped the collar around his hand, like tugged it, like, sit down, Sit the fuck down,
down girl.
No,
whoa, 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 easy, girl, like, easy.
They're doing that shit where they think they're in like a fucking B movie romance, like something out of a fucking like Hallmark or like that softcore porn shit you can find at like midnight. Where they're just like, you know, doing the whole like staring into their eyes, and it's just like. And I'm just I stop, and I'm like,
I need to put you down.
Really fucking weird. But I respect it. You do you. And I went outside and chucked my dart. They didn't. She wasn't sitting down when I came back in. So.
Where was she?
I felt like kind of an asshole.
Yeah,
did he put her up for adoption?
Yeah, I'm confused. Like, what happened?
I think they left after that. Actually.
Like that was very like ambiguous. Like she wasn't sitting. I can tell you that much. Was she standing? Like what is she?
No, they were
not
just
a dog anymore.
They were just gone. I didn't know where they fucking went.
Wait, did you hear like her for a walk. Wait, did you hear like barks from upstairs? Like woof woof.
No, but I pass out that night, and there's like a complete two completely different people, right?
You're gonna give me
I
a
pass
litter
out
tonight.
At this party. I'm waking up. I'm hungover. I'm already not in the mood for whatever bullshit's about to happen, and I have to listen to two people downstairs that stayed the night fucking go at it. And finally, after about 10 minutes of listening to this shit, like, oh my god, shut the fuck up. Like the door is like the door was literally removed from the fucking hinge for whatever reason. And on my way out the door, I'm hungover. I have gotten like the sum total of 3 hours of sleep. I am in no fucking mood to hear any of this shit. And I'm like, you could maybe keep it the fuck down next time.
I'm trying to beat my fucking knee over here.
And I just walk out of the fucking door.
Early morning is the best time, man. Everybody's asleep.
Like that party was just so fucking
so uncool.
Weird. No, it wasn't uncool. It was a good time.
Wait, what was your fursona going in?
My fursona?
Yeah,
where was your pet?
Yeah,
why did you bring one?
Did you have fursona?
What? What do I look like? George and his Discord kitten? Oh, fuck you. I'm sorry, but I'm also not sorry.
No, I would definitely be. Me and Derek had this conversation. Actually, George, I think there was there too, but yeah, my fursona would definitely be a giraffe. So I'd just be like very, you know, super tall neck. And just be like a complete nuisance to everyone.
Goose.
A goose.
Oh, my persona is an obsidian battle axe.
Goose. I do nothing but honk, flap my wings, and try to bite people. Goose.
Don't geese have like corkscrew dicks?
Why would you know that?
Yeah. No, that's factual.
Is it really?
Is it? No,
yeah.
There's no shot I was right about
that. No, you're right. Yeah.
I was totally guessing.
Google it.
I'd rather not, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm not looking that up. Rob could do it.
Ain't no fucking way I was right about that.
You know what? I'll take it.
Do you have any final comments before we wrap this up?
I have to pee.
Always pee.
Wow, okay. Those are two interlogging.
That's funny, because I have to, Rob.
Derek, do you have any wise words, any you know, any words of wisdom for the younger generation?
Don't forget to bring a towel. That's it, guys, though. Hit the like button. Comment down below what your favorite color is. Hit the
become
bell.
A member.
Turn the notifications on. Yeah, become a member. TikTok, Twitch, and
become
YouTube.
Become a member, because we'll love you five ever, because that's one
yeah.
more than four ever.
You get our cool new emotes and our cool new badges. Join the Discord. Come talk to us about the stupid stuff we talk about every day. That's pretty much it. Yeah.
All right, good times. Thanks for watching, everyone. This is Goons Gone Wild. I'm your host, Derek, and I'm sick. That's other Derek. That's edgy editor slash George, and this is Rob, the tallest man alive. We'll see you guys next time. I was way too slow on hitting end stream. And...